An outlook into the corn market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. There is a lot of talk about commodities down here at the National Association for Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, and one of those talks was specifically around corn. Naomi Blom with Total Farm Marketing gives us a quick outlook into that market.
So right now in the United States, we had record corn acres planted this past year, and for the most part, we had pretty decent weather all the way up until August. And then on the August USDA report, the USDA felt that corn yield was going to be this record amount of 188 bushels. And that was just astounding to the market and led to the perception that we would have corn everywhere. And we were looking at $4 corn futures.
She says then parts of the East was hit with a disease that we haven't really seen too much of in previous years.
And then something happened in Iowa and portions of Missouri with southern rust. And my clients in Iowa have never really dealt with southern rust before. And so it was a new thing. They sprayed once, not twice, not three times. And so at harvest, they were a little surprised with the dramatic yield reduction. I only had one client in Iowa who had better than last year yields. Everyone else in Iowa that I work with was literally 20 bushels below last year. This is Iowa. So this has the potential to become a big deal.
And why bring this point up?
It's because we just had a USDA WASDE report. On the USDA report that came out, the USDA said that corn yield now is at 186, which is still a record. And granted, the government had been shut down for a while. So we're kind of slow to get maybe some of the information out there, although they're saying that they had everything that they needed. But I think in the future, you're going to see the corn yield number come down, and that shows up on the January WASDE. Now that's critical for the corn market. That's the cornerstone piece that we need for 2026.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.